episode 2896, The Season of Giving and Receiving.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy every day. I hope you're having a fabulous week. I cannot believe we're on countdown. You know, we're 4 days until Christmas. Okay. Maybe you don't have your advent calendar out, or maybe you've just given up all in all. But yes, Christmas is around the corner, so take a deep, deep breath. It's all about healthy living. This is all about you, the season of giving and receiving. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. I want to quickly welcome our Pray.com family. Welcome to our brand new family here. We are delighted to be on Pray.com, and it's exciting. We've got some new stuff coming January 3rd. Mark your calendar. Yes, can I just say Pray TV. It is going to be incredible. I am honored to partner with Pray.com, and so I look forward to getting to know you and walking with you in your everyday. So take a deep breath. Considering the holidays elevate stress, yet invite the warmth of fond memories and good food, you still have to find the balance in the season of giving and receiving. So what are you gifting your mind, body, and spirit? Big question. The question of the hour is this. Do you have everything you need for Christmas? Okay, don't panic, but think about it. You know, the presents that you made are bought and wrapped, the food you are cooking for the deliciousness of the season. Remember, Christmas Eve, oh yes, the stores close early, and we're actually going to be traveling on a couple of those days. So I've had to be very diligent at planning. And so I understand the stress that comes with in preparation. And with this stress, we have to understand that there's also a beauty to it. But we forget because we're caught up in it. And we entangle ourselves in it, and it's hard for us to escape it, right? It's the stress we inhale this season can really stifle who we are becoming. It slows us down, makes us aggravated. I mean, come on, have you been a little on edge? And it pushes us to the edge of a not-so-great attitude. Mm-hmm. It's easy to get cranky during the holidays, and we don't mean to, but we're just short-tempered. And we want stuff done, and we just can't move fast enough. At least that's the way it appeared decades ago. Oh man, I could get everything done fast. But remember, time still goes at the same tempo. It's our own rhythm and the way we see things and how we operate. We think we did a lot back then, but in all honesty, life was just a little bit different. We were younger. Our concept of time was different. And we have to understand too that God's concept of time for us in this season is unique to each of us. Now, you can choose to remain strapped to the chains of stress and regret more than the wings of hope and grace. And a lot of people do. But I'm here to tell you, miracles never cease. You don't have to live remaining strapped to the chains of stress and regret. You can ride on the wings of hope and grace. So during this season of giving and receiving, be kind to yourself first. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Be kind to yourself first. I get it. I hear you already, Christiane. We're supposed to put everybody else first. We're supposed to take care of everybody before we take care of our own self. I get that. I'm one who lived that for years, but I also know that if we don't care for ourselves, not in a selfish way, but in a self-caring manner, what happens is we become broken down. You know, if you don't ever change the oil in your car, what happens? Yeah, it doesn't run very well. Pretty soon it starts making noises, and pretty soon it starts smelling, and you're like, what is burning? And it's, well, maybe stuff that shouldn't be burning called you have no oil in your car, and we have a problem. And so one of the worst things we can do to ourselves is beat ourselves up mentally, emotionally, physically, and even spiritually. It's not changing our oil in our everyday. It's not caring for ourselves. That's why you got to be kind to yourself. We do anything for others, but set our own well-being to the side. We're talking about Christmas right now. And remember, words of Christmas is kindness, compassion. We've already spoken of grace and gratitude, and now we have kindness, the compassion that we need to extend to ourselves. And I look at Mary, the mother of Jesus. She did not do such a thing as beating herself up. She was kind to those around her, and she was kind to herself. Mary found favor with God, not because of who she was as a princess or as a queen. She found favor in whom she believed and how she treated herself. Do you think God would have placed Jesus with a woman who didn't care for herself, who didn't have a heart for her own well-being? Think about that for just a moment. Let that sink in. She may have been very, very young. So you could look at that and say, okay, she was young, so she wasn't on the edge of, oh my gosh, would she be able to carry a child to term, right? But of course, this is God's favor on her life. The Holy Spirit placed him in her womb, right? Because she was the Virgin Mary. And you think about how she would present herself. As much as we consider God's presence, we have to think of our own presence. Most of the time we don't. We're running around with our heads chopped off. We're loosey-goosey all over the place. We're busy here and busy there, and nothing makes sense when we're right here. And God says, slow down. Slow down, my child. And so when I think about Mother Mary, I don't think God would have said, you know what, girl? I think you can do this. Because don't you think the stress of having the Messiah, Emmanuel, God with us, do you think that would not have added extra stress to her life? Yeah. And I know things were a lot more simplistic back then. I mean, they didn't have technology like we do today. I mean, I can't imagine if they had technology like we do today. It would have been hard for Jesus to be kept safe from those who wanted to kill him after he was born. But then we look at how we treat our everyday, and Mary was one who said, I will do this. She accepted the favor in which God placed upon her. As angel Gabriel came to her and said, you are going to bear a son, and you will call him Emmanuel, God with us. She wouldn't have been able to do that if she wasn't kind to herself. If she continued to beat herself up over and over and over again and spoke horrible things about herself and was emotionally unstable, physically withdrawn, mentally, maybe just tired, exhausted. God would not have placed his only son within her womb, because her every day would have caused a catastrophe. And the story would have been written differently. He chose Mary. And when he created you, he chose you, my friend. That's why it's vital for you to care for yourself. It's not about the perfect Barbie body. Numbers are great, but health is better. You can't do what God has planned for you here on earth if you are not kind to yourself. Compassion goes a long way, and you need it every day. So take a page out of Mary's book and be kind to yourself. Extend compassion in your everyday. That's one way to keep your heart tender and connected to your Heavenly Father. The season of giving and receiving is being kind to yourself. So my prayer for you is may your long days be interrupted by the kindness of your own actions as you rest to renew your strength in order to complete God's work for you this day. Don't harbor feelings that cause destruction and distort your reality of being who you are becoming. This is the day to celebrate you in every way. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.